The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you on this very Friday morning. I'm going to say very Friday morning. Obviously, it's completely different to any other day of the week. Right then, what time is it? It's 4 minutes past nine. You can email us at ryan@rte.ie and text us on 51551. It's going to be a long, long day, isn't it? 14th of May, that's it. Yes, and we're on the back nine, as people who play golf would say. I'm not one of those people, but I understand the terminology, roughly speaking. So what have we got for you? That lovely comment by Becca Wright, who says, if you were my work pass and you hadn't used it since February the 28th, 2020, where do you think it would be hiding? I think we all feel like that work pass, don't we? Like, we are just one lanyard away from insanity. And where would you find? Because we have to regroup, recalibrate, and repurpose ourselves for the real world. Now, fortunately, we've been here every day. We never did a show from home, so we didn't miss a day at the office, in a manner of speaking. So we've had that good fortune. But lots of people who worked from home, WFH, had to do that and are now finding themselves navigating the choppy waters of re-socialisation. It's like the wall has come down and out you go. I mentioned last week this ad for Wrigley's chewing gum, extra chewing gum. And a lot of you then went off to watch it. And if you haven't seen, it's great fun. And there's a great piece by Stephen Armstrong this morning talking about how the Wrigley's extra ad nailed our pandemic moment. And he talks in this piece about the power of advertising and a really good ad, which he says, you know, you can write as many novels and TV dramas as you like, and you can film earnest documentaries and commission stark photographic exhibitions, and they'll all tell the story of the past year in important and well-chosen ways. But when it comes to the chaos and freedom and lust for life that's creeping through all our veins just now, as a new summer of love beckons cannily, Wrigley's are also sponsors of this year's Love Island, as it happens. You'd be hard put to beat the much needed optimism of the extra ad. And if you haven't seen it, it's got all those. You open on deserted streets, tumbleweed rolls by, darkened flat, bleary eyed, unshaven man wakes to a breakfast DJ announcing, "We can see people again. How about that?" He stares, barely comprehending, at the radio as Celine Dion gives it the full diva, and it's all coming back to me now. I mean, this is terrific stuff. Fast cut across a handful of his friends, one sleeping under pizza boxes, one staring at his door as if he can barely remember its purpose as the good news dawns. Men peer at the sun through their mass of uncut hair and untrimmed beards, a desperate mother struggling through another pointless Zoom call as her children dismantle the kitchen, and they can barely believe it as everyone logs out of their meeting one by one until she's free, when she slams her laptop shut, runs in her PJs to the dust-covered family car and screeches off down the road. The ad just goes like that. It's like the apocalypse is over. With that music all the while playing, Celine laying it on, the line for us as she sings, "It was dead long ago, but it's all coming back to me. It's so hard to resist, and it's all coming back to me. I can barely recall, but it's all coming back to me now. Baby, baby." And on it goes. Great ad, but it is exactly, that's well put. It nails our pandemic moment. If you haven't seen it, watch it and have a laugh. What a lovely piece by Donal O'Keefe in the Irish Examiner today. And what he's done is he's asked nature lovers what their favourite books are. You know, when sometimes a good, it could be a nature novel, like The Wind and the Willows or something. I've never read The Wind and the Willows, incidentally. I remember seeing some sort of TV version of it, but apparently that's lovely. But he spoke to a bunch of people, including Moncon McGann and Saoirse McHugh and Pippa Hackett and other people who all have their favourite nature books. And I think it's just a lovely little piece. And you'll get that online if you don't want to buy it. Aina Linnaeus, it talks about Moby Dick as her favourite. And Chris Moody goes for Wind in the Willows. But also How to Catch a Mole by Mark Hamer is another one there. And what else have we got? Wilding by Isabella Tree, another appropriate name for the subject. But I just thought that was quite charming, and as an article, a nice piece, because nature books can be very gorgeous for the soul. And I've got Ireland's Own, the May Annual 2021. George Best on the front of that. And the May 21st version of Ireland's Own has the story of Glenroy. I mean, as I keep saying about Ireland's own, like Normandy chicken, kids section. It's like it's just remarkable that it's still going. It's so packed, jam packed, and it's only what €3.10 for the annual, and €1.90 for the regular copy of it. But honest to goodness, if you're missing home and you're from abroad, get yourself a copy of that, and it's like stepping into a vat of Irishness. And or get a hard copy for your friends in the shop today and send it across in the post as a random thing to do. It's just, what a thing to get in the post, what a lovely little smile it'll bring to your friend's face. I was doing very intense reading this morning before the show because a book landed on my desk and I said, you know what, I'll try and read it before the programme begins. So I opened it up and then I started reading it aloud, and I started doing my version of the story, which is completely inappropriate, but nevertheless, it's called Peppa Goes to Ireland. And what they've done is essentially an adventure for Peppa Pig, who does indeed. Now, the cover is gorgeous. It's all green, and you can see it. I posted it up on Instagram this morning, Instatubberty. You'll find it there. And Peppa Goes to Ireland is the story. It didn't take too long to read. Of Peppa packing the car, getting the ferry across to Ireland to go to an Irish dancing festival. Yes. And a bit of some class of concert, and do they make it? And if they do, how does it go? So there was my version of it, which I was ad-libbing, and then there's the children's version of it, which is much cleaner, much safer. And that's for those of you who are into the pig. Paul Reid of the HSE goes full tilt at a soccer analogy in his tweet last night. So it goes like this. He writes, "We're winning with vaccines, but the match isn't over." Okay, so why don't we just match of the day? So we got our first football analogy in it. This guy, Paul Reid, if you've never met him, by the way, very pleasant human being to meet. He's good, very nice fellow with it. Good observations. "We're winning with the vaccine, but the match isn't over. Football analogy one." Good man. "Keep going. A full team effort is still needed." Good man. "The forwards will keep scoring." Okay, "the midfield will sweep up the danger." Okay, this is great. "But we need to keep a strong defence line. And we will win." Gosh, 10 out of 10 for football analogies on Paul Reid's tweet on the back of the net vaccine progress, which is just good news all around. Who died? Spencer Silver died. What age was he? 80. Who cares? Maybe you do. Never heard of him, but you know him. But you know him. That's what I always find fascinating about the obituaries, is that you'll see some older gentleman with glasses and a beard and you go, he looks like an old, wise old owl. What happened to him? 80 years old, died 8th of May at home. And you think, okay, so what about him? He looks like the sort of guy who worked in a company lab in 1968. He did. This man has touched all of your lives, and you mightn't even know it. So who was he? He was working in a company lab in 1968, and he suddenly saw this sticky thing, and it's an adhesive formula. He said, I could do something with this. And it allowed little notes to be easily attached to surfaces. You see where this is going? It removed and even reposted somewhere else without leaving residue, like other glue. So you didn't have to prit stick or glue it on. This thing kind of came and went up. So he looked for several years for practical use for this adhesive. He called it a solution waiting for a problem to solve. Get to 1974, and his colleague Art came up with the idea of using this to prevent paper bookmarks from falling out of the hymnal when he's singing in church. And then it seemed to work. So the product was called Press and Peel Memo Pad. That didn't really work. Then it came to the market in 1977, but then it took off in 1980, when it was renamed the Post-it Note. The man who invented the Post-it Note, his name, Spencer Silver. His current status, not alive. But he retired as a corporate scientist in 1996 and earned 37 patents during his time at 3M. I'd say he was not a poor man by the end of his days, but he won't be taking it with him. But a great, quite the stationary legacy he left behind, it has to be said. Now, I've talked often enough about Richard Osman's book, The Thursday Murder Club, and they're publishing the paperback publication. And he's done a very nice thing, is what I'm trying to say. That celebrate all the extraordinary work done by members of the NHS over in the UK. Throughout the pandemic, he and Penguin are giving away 1,000 books to NHS workers, which is a very nice thing to do. Now, let me just rustle through the papers here and see what else I've got for you. Oh, Glastonbury, yeah, that's going to be happening. But live stream, obviously, live at Worthy Farm. And you can watch it at 7 o'clock on May the 22nd. And you will see people like Roisin Murphy and George Ezra and PJ Harvey and Jarvis Cocker. And they will, you can log on to that and watch that. So if you're a Glastonbury material, you can treat yourself to a night in. So just get the kettle on with a few beers going on May the 22nd at 7 p.m. and have a little Glastonbury in the kitchen. I noticed Chris Martin of Coldplay fame in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, of all things, and recently. And in another episode, I saw Lin-Manuel Miranda. So all the kind of stars playing their cameo roles, which is just wonderful. Lin-Manuel Miranda. He created and wrote and everything else and acted as Hamilton on Broadway, when the one that you can watch on Disney Plus if you're watching it. If you haven't, please do. And now he's got this thing called The Heights, which he'd written before, and it's now going to be a movie, which is kind of like La La Land meets Sesame Street. And he's possibly one of the most talented musical type people, I think, ever. Probably since Lloyd Webber. He's remarkable, absolutely remarkable person. I do want to say thank you, by the way, to the very Reverend William Morton, who wrote me a gorgeous handwritten letter saying that he heard comments about that I made about St. Patrick's Cathedral and having been there as a young fella and doing the tour of the place. And they've come to the end of a major initiative to replace the higher roofs of the cathedral. It cost €9.5 million. But would you like to come and see the work firsthand before the scaffolding is dismantled? Yes, I would. So I'll get in touch with you and I'll come along to that. And Walking Tours Dublin got in touch to say, do you want to come for a walk with us? And yes, I will. And who else? Yes. Do you want to go rowing in a Curragh in the Liffey? Didn't I get an email or something to the show asking me would I like to do that? I love a bit of rowing. So I'm going to say yes to that. So that's three yeses. And the Late Late's finishing up in 3 weeks. So this is a third last tonight. So I'll have more time to do all that stuff. So yes, I'll do them all. So thank you for asking, because I will. And as I say, just chomping at the bit to get out of the city. So we'll be doing that too, get on the road as soon as humanly possible. Have you seen the new Dove soap advert? It's very touching. It shows the pressure our kids are under to achieve the perfect selfie. It's very well done, says Irene and Meath. Haven't seen it, but I watch it and I approve of this message. He decided not to stick around, Mr. Post-it. Oh, crikey. Okay, thanks, Ronan. I know. Come on, it's Friday. Give it to you. What am I giving you that for? I meant to give you this. All right, the work pass is the safe place. Okay, I hear you. Listening to you here from the French Riviera. Really? We're two Irish Erasmus students, Niamh and Stephen from UCC. God, the life. Anyway, we came to see you speak when you were here there last year, and we've been studying in France since last September, but have only been able to really go anywhere this week because of ongoing restrictions here and curfews, which are still in place at 7 p.m. But we're glad to finally have reached the south of France. It's been a hard few months with being away during these times and also adapting to a new culture, but we've made it through and we've been listening to your show every day here since arriving. And it's that little bit of home that's really enjoyable, along with Barry's tea, of course. Things are looking promising from an abroad point of view. So sending sunshine, à bientôt, Niamh Coughlan and Stephen Foley. Well, look, you know, you're at that glorious age where you can be students and decide whether you want to be students for as long as you want. But I wish you the best luck on your travels. And all students listening in this morning, welcome aboard. Because you know, if you're listening to us now as a student, you're getting old. Ryan Paul Reed has worked tirelessly for us during the pandemic period, and now he has to deal with another major problem. He sure does, with the HSE being hacked. How does he keep going? I don't know. I meet him regularly on the corridor, and he stops, and we chat, and he's always very, very, very pleasant to talk to. And he doesn't seem to be off the airwaves. And I say that as a compliment, because he has been a great communicator through all of this. And I wish him very, very well today, because he's got a tough old gig and all the people working with him. Recreate Glastonbury by filling the kids' paddling pool with mud. All the sensory experience and no queue for the showers or the toilets. Oh, that's sound advice. Sound advice indeed. Lin-Manuel Miranda, says the text. And he's somebody I'd quite like to interview and meet at some point, because I just find him what he's done very impressive. So I'd love to see what he's like. He tore up the musical rule book. Those people are very rare. Yeah, that makes sense. He just obviously decided, I'm doing it my way. It's my way or the highway, kid. Ryan, email. Okay, Ryan, it's 3 a.m. Yes, and I cannot sleep. A big shout out to the entire team in the Aviva for the most seamless administration of the COVID vaccination. I walked, says Patricia, I walked the walk yesterday, slowly zigzagging through the corridors of the stadium to eventually reach my ultimate goal, the jab. What an incredible team. Thank you to each and every person who made this day possible. But for COVID, I would have hugged every one of them. I felt proud to be Irish. I played my part and obeyed every regulation, regardless of what freedoms that were taken. This gift of a vaccine was deeply appreciated. I will never be forgotten. Nothing lasts forever, says Patricia. Clouds are already lifting. Buds are already being around me. Spring is here with the dawn of a new beginning. Brendan Kennelly's poem, Begin Again, is repeating in my head. So stay safe and enjoy your day. And you too. And thank you for your lovely note. Good to hear from you this morning. 51551 being the text number this morning. I'm afraid to say to you, we are going to have a quiz later on, which is grim, because those quizzes are getting more and more impossible. But that's what they do. And they do them really, the team do it just to upset me. We're going to be celebrating the commitments, among other things, on the Late Late Show tonight with a big band performance of some of the songs from the movie. And then, I love a bit of Mustang Sally. And then I heard Roddy Doyle last night on Drive Time talking away to Sarah and McInerney. And then I heard him saying this. I thought, oh, okay.
I couldn't go anywhere but somebody would put on Mustang Sally. Anywhere I went, Mustang Sally. And it's the one song I hate. Can't stand it.
Can't stand it. So, Roddy, if you're listening, tune in around 10 to 10 tonight and then you'll be grand. Otherwise, your nerves will be gone because we're going to go for it. All righty then. 9:20, Friday morning, a little bit of sunshine. Let's get the weekend going a little bit. 51551 being the text number. We're open for business. Good to have you with us. Diana Ross. The Bee Gees write that, the Chain Reaction, it has that all written all over them. And that's Chain Reaction. Catherine is dancing around the house because it's a brilliant song and I'm so excited about getting my vaccine today. Good luck to you and enjoy. The Wind of the Willows is a magical read, says Jerry in Galway, but the chapter entitled Piper at the Gates of Dawn is truly mystical. Highly recommend for that chapter alone. Thank you very much. My absolute favourite one, nature type, is The Secret Garden, says the text. I love, 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 love it. Thoroughly enjoyed the Wrigley Zad, the extra ad. The scene of couples kissing, etc. is good fun. There's an implication that everyone that is single has been starved of dating opportunities. I listened to a report on Today on BBC Radio 4 this week from an STI doctor who gave statistics on the massive rise in STI. Talk about poop. In many areas in the UK last year. So obviously the Wrigley's ad doesn't apply to... How do we go from the joy of an ad selling chewing gum and coming out from the darkness into a full-on STI text from the BBC Radio 4 Today show? Wow. Thank you. I'm going to have to crack this weekend. I just want to say you're never too old to read The Wind of the Willows by Kenneth Graham. It's so beautifully written and there's magic on every page. Thank you, Mary and Ballincollig. Besides that, the vocabulary is wonderful. Everything is covered in it. The wonders of friendship and love, the changing of the seasons and the world of hedgerow animals. It's so worth reading, even if it's just for the language alone. God, you sold that so well in that text. I'm going to try and get my hands on that. Because... Every time I see Sylvanian families, I think that, I feel and hear full conversations going on between them. And didn't we? Oh, we spoke to a lovely person who did just that as a sort of TikTok-y Instagram story, Insta story type thing. Could you say goodbye to the Gortner Abbey's Leaving Cert class of 21? School has pulled out all the stops to give them a socially distanced and COVID-19 compliant day as we zoom into the ceremony from home, distant but present. Heartbroken but proud, says mum and dad. Yeah, look, all the school, let's say to those guys and all the schools around the country and all the 6 years who are heading towards the end game, well done. Honest to goodness, fair play to you for staying strong in the middle of this crazy. Francis Black, our friend, was on to us to say, would you be kind enough to mention to a group, give a mention to a group of DCU students who are doing a 24-hour broadcast on the 17th and 18th of May on DCU TV. They're doing to raise funds for the Rise Foundation. They've already raised 5,000, well done, by doing it on their DCU radio last month. So please give them a mention. Happy to do that. Well done to the students. I love that good positive student story. New series of Let's Draw with Tina. Anyone watching Let's Draw with Tina down through the years? It's been on at 7 a.m. Very early on RT2, but it's a new series starting on the 17th of May, Monday to Friday, almost 26 years going. So well done to Tina. And 2 years ago, she was, she in fact showed Gay Byrne how to draw a dog. And that's how every great career starts. So good on her and delighted that she's still going. And that's the 17th of May. get busy and get drawing with Tina. How about that? Oh, look who died. Billy Hayes, known for playing Witchy Poo in H.R. Puffin Stuff. H.R. Puffin Stuff, which was a show that would kind of come on irregularly on a Saturday morning, and clips of it, which I quite liked. She was 96, though, and she died of natural causes. And, yeah, if you haven't seen H.R. Puffin Stuff, they were definitely doing something illegal in the writing room of that show, no doubt about it, in much the same way they're doing it these days on Adventure Time and SpongeBob. 51551, I totally echo what your listeners said about the Aviva staff and the vaccinations. I was there last Tuesday, in and out in 50 minutes. The staff, every last one of them, were kind and compliant, competent, I should say. I felt very grateful to all involved in this program, says Pat Coyle. Lots of people I know who went there have said exactly the same thing. Thank you, Pat. And we have received many, many compliments for the good people at the Aviva. So congratulations to them, to you. Well done. And indeed, here's another huge thanks to the wonderful team at the Radisson Blue Hotel. Got my first COVID jab yesterday and it was joyous. Euphoria is the side effect of the vaccine. I'm extremely thankful. Glad to hear about that. And Diana was on to say, following the theme of today's show, net walking is a new term for people in networking groups for business and leisure. I had the pleasure of a net walk on Bull Island Beach, also known as Dollymount Strand, yesterday with 18 others, all socially distanced. Stunning day, just like today. So thanks to the wonderful Wendy Stunt for making it happen. And good, you enjoyed yourselves and you got dancing to that song this morning, which is good news. Shall we take a quick break? We shall. Back in a moment.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, good. She was lovely, wasn't she? And good crack, and that's a nice trip for her. Delighted to send a text to have received the first vaccine in Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda and brought the staff some chocolates. Nice gesture. Small thank you and to the crew there. More chocs coming in June for the second shot. That's a nice thing to do. I may suggest that you add Flying Monkeys Trapeze to your list of things to try. They are Ireland's only trapeze school. I won't be doing that, Elizabeth. There's only so much. But the staff are well trained and it's very safe. I'm not in any way connected to the school, but my daughter and I have both taken lessons and it's brilliant. Thank you, but I'll just leave that over there. Oh, wow, Tina. I used to love watching her on RT. Delighted to hear she's back. Says, Sean in Dublin, great memories drawing with my mum. Can't wait to draw along with my kids. Isn't that lovely? I can't believe Tina... from Tina Mansion is back on TV. I remember drawing with her back in 1995 in River Valley Community Centre, and now my children can. Isn't that lovely? Had my vaccine last Monday in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. It was so absolutely efficient. All the staff were excellent. This is great feedback for the staff. And if you are driving in to work today and you're feeling a bit wrecked as one of the people who are doing the vaccine, know that you're putting a shot of happiness into the lives of people and they're grateful. The thing I'm most looking forward to, says Noel Nulligan Clontarf, about post-vaccine is opening the hall door and saying, come in and sit down. Yeah, that's something you haven't said for a while. I want to praise the Helix Vaccine Centre, says Hazel. Got my first one in late March, second in April. On both occasions, I was in and out in half an hour. I was so impressed with the efficiency and organised system and the friendliness of the personnel. It was a great occasion for me and all concerned made it special. Well done, HSE. You know, in America, I was telling you the other day that they are offering free pizza and beer for certain sections of society to try and convince them to get the vaccine. And I noticed on CNN last night, governor of one state has put up $5 million as a lottery so that if you get your vaccine, you're put in for the lottery and you might win the $5 million. Such is their difficulty of convincing people to take the vaccine that they have to come up with these ways of getting people in the door, as it were. All right. Great day, says Maeve Minahan. It's Friday. I'm off work, nearing the end of my thesis. Also a UCC student, a bit more mature. Went back after a gap of 35 years. Also saw you last year when you visited. Getting my freedom jab today and have my PPS number on a post-it note in my bag. You're covering all angles there. So well done to you. And thank you so much for that. I'm going to go with, I think, a bit of Franz Ferdinand for Friday. At 13 minutes to 10. Let's do this. You're a great man for the Franz Ferdinand tracks, says Kathleen. I am. I love them. I just like that sound. And that's great. Many thanks to staff at City West Vaccination Centre, Suzanne in Dublin. I was in and out in 30 minutes last Friday. We are indebted to the many volunteers at all these centres. They all deserve our thanks and praise. And another says the vaccine create team in Carlo IT. You big shout out to them. You wouldn't need to enter a lottery like that in the States. We had it all there. Fab organization and huge friendliness involved. Looking forward to the next jab, says Nolene in Carlo. Great gratitude around the place. Last week, I got my first vaccine, says another. I gave the vaccine gang a quick pick, 70 million euro lottery ticket. On leaving the shop, I thought, what if they win? So I went back into the shop and copied the numbers on the quick pick for myself. Am I evil or what? Yes, well, maybe not evil, but definitely sinister. I think. Extraordinary generous generosity in terms of charity in this country, and I can see it echoed in the text today. Would you tell? Would just like to tell you about the DCU students. More DCU students. What is? They've got a great ethic, don't they? In DCU, staff there. They've raised 20,000 euro for India's COVID-19 crisis. The GoFundMe page was started yesterday. Within a day, they've got 20 grand. It's amazing how generous Irish people are, even in their own times of need. No question. And Sheila says, I'm getting my Pfizer vaccine today. My husband got his on Tuesday. We're grateful. We donated to UNICEF. Get a vaccine, give a vaccine. They're trying to vaccinate in countries not as fortunate as ours. Text vaccine to 50300 to give 4 euro or donate online, says Sheila. That's very generous indeed. To Anne O'Neill's and Lucan, a special day for me today. I get my second vaccine, and the 24th of May is also a very special day. It's the day I start minding my grandchildren, Grace and Andrew O'Neill, in Newcastle, County Wicklow. Have a good weekend, Anne, and to you. Isn't that lovely? Currently queuing at the Aviva. Big crowd, but it's moving. Another step towards freedom, says another text. It's all good in City West. So efficient. Well done, HSE staff and all who volunteer at these centres, says Mary. Had the jab at Ballybrit, back to Galway. Could have done a lap of the gallops after such was the palpable excitement and optimism. God bless the scientists, says Anne-Marie Kennedy. So this is all very, very excited. And I see Nana, also known as Mo Austin, was on to say, we had a magic moment today. Our daughter texted to see if Sam, her 10-year-old, could walk over to us from school as she had a meeting. I used to walk over. I'd collect him every Tuesday from Kill of the Grange School before the pandemic. Tuesday was his choice, as Monday was unpredictable, in his words, as Gramps had his cardiac exercises and Nana might have to take him there. So the magic moment came today. Gramps opened the door, got a hug, and then he ran down the hall, and I got the biggest hug that I've ever had in my life. All I could see when I was released was a huge pair of brown eyes looking up at me and a smile as big as himself. COVID robbed me of this little man for a year, but thankfully not our lives. After he had his usual crackers with butter and 7-Up, followed by his customary bar of chocolate, we got his little bits of gossip and life was just about back to normal. Regards, Nana, alias Mo Austin. Isn't that a lovely snapshot of a reunion? I love the 7-Up and the crackers and the chocolate bar. It's just, that's just wholesome goodness, is it not? Can you say thanks to the hundreds of thousands of volunteers who are working at the COVID testing centres, Mary wants to know. Without them, it couldn't be done either. They are frontline workers too. Brilliant, and reassured me when I got tested for COVID last year when I had my vaccine, says Mary. Thank you indeed. And we got plenty more in. The team at Simonstown GA Club in Navan, in and out in 30 minutes, says Aidan. To the men and women of our Irish Army in the helping with the vax and vaccination. Dara from Westport was my vaccinator. Thank you to the Galway Racecourse for a very fine service. God bless you all, says Sheila O'Brien in Galway. So thank you. We'll leave there for today. Thank you, team, as always, for everything you do. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you tonight on The Late Late Show, where Seth Rogen will be among our guests, and musical tribute to The Commitments and so much more. Actually, intriguing show for you tonight. So we'll talk to you then. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Stay tuned for Clare Byrne, and we'll see you next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.